We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
We are not nutritionists, nor are we workout specialists.
We are two witches in the mountains of Appalachia,
navigating our paths on an authentic journey.
We are caregivers. We tend children and animals
at all hours of the day and night.
We invite you on our journey right now,
in the middle of our chaos,
as we prioritize our personal growth.
We want to say every day, but we will start with several times a week,
for ourselves, for each other, and for you.
Alrighty, hello witches, we are here. We are here on Ostara, so happy Ostara. We are planting some literal and metaphorical seeds today, doing our special little Ostara episode with you. So, we are in the delightful greenhouse of Loba. She is getting ready our seed planting medium here. We have some nice soil that we are dampening. While she's doing that, I'm going to go over our Ostara notes so we can talk a little bit about what this holiday is. Because guess what? Hi, it's kind of confusing. So, officially, this is the spring or vernal equinox. It is celebrated depending on when the actual equinox is, which is anywhere from March 19th to the 23rd. So it changes a little bit. And so this is the first, you know, we celebrate this as the first day of spring, the equal amount of day and night. And in terms of the holiday Ostara, there's a little bit of misinformation that has been going around online. So I'm going to talk a little tiny bit about the deities associated with this, because
I'm laughing at the little tiny bit.
this is one of those weird things where I'm just like ridiculously passionate about my anger over this misinformation because it's so pervasive and people are just like. Wondering what the fuck just happened.
Oh my god.
The hose this is a cartoon. The hose just kind of fell out of the tub and started jetting water.
Yes.
Cold water everywhere. All over the place. Everywhere. All over us. It's on like the wall. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have mitigated that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Wow. I'm awake. That was okay. Amazing.
That was not refreshing. It sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm soaking wet now.
Okay.
Hey, all guess right. What? Our soil's wet.
Hey, good.
So am I.
Great news. I looked this up, and the most commonly associated deity goddess associated with Ostara is the Germanic goddess Ostra. And Ostra is not an ancient goddess. There's a lot of kind of misinformation and about, you know, her beginnings. But very specifically, the thing that I am like about is that I see this every year where somebody posts this thing that says, oh, the reason the goddess associated with Ostara is Ishtar, and it's pronounced Easter. And it's like, no and no. No, that is not, they're like, first of all, the idea of like a goddess of blah, 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 a goddess of love, a goddess of spring is really one dimensional for what like mother goddesses used to be. But definitely, if you're going to associate a goddess with Ostara, it should be Ostra, the goddess of spring. And new beginnings, not Ishtar, who is not actually associated with Ostara or Spring, particularly. Anyway, so there you go. Ostara is, like I said, goddess of spring and new beginnings, associated with the month of April, not March, but anyway, whatever. We somehow all of that went together, and because of these, you know, pagan roots and various symbols of spring and new life, is how you get all of your modern day Easter shit. So, really, you can do what the whole reason, the whole way that a lot of the Christian holidays came to be and all of the things that you do for a lot of them is really just when people were converted to Christianity from paganism, they said, yeah, but we celebrate blah, blah, blah at this time. And the Christians went, okay, cool. You can keep doing those celebrations, but you make it about Jesus now. And they were like, okay, that sounds sweet. And that's one of the reasons why Christianity is so successful is, you know, it's very malleable. Like you can, as they were like, as long as you're associated with Jesus, I don't give a shit. Basically. So Easter shit. You can do all of your fun Easter shit on Ostara, including dyeing Easter eggs and planting flowers and cleaning your house and eating baked goods and having pastel shit and all of the things that you normally, those are all Ostara symbols too. So you probably already have a whole bunch of different ways that you can celebrate this holiday, especially with your family or around your house. Specific symbols to Ostara are rabbits, of course, symbols for completely understandable reasons of fertility. Eggs are associated with new beginnings and birth, and so that's where you get your Easter eggs and your Easter bunny. Basically, for Ostara, translate any of the Easter stuff that you already like doing besides going to church, and that is a great Ostara celebration. Ta-da!
Ooh, I have a hack.
Okay.
So if you happen to be immersed in the Easter culture, perhaps you have children that want to do Easter-y things.
Yes.
What you can do is do like what Lizard and I are doing right now, is enjoying today doing the things that we want to do. But then on Easter, then you can go do all the Easter eggy things kids want to do. So then you just basically have like all kinds of fun.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing that we did with Samhain. Like we did. Okay. So you might recall, but we were talking about the fact that the fixed days, you know, of like, we, you know, we have the quarters and the cross quarters, but the solstices change a little bit and the equinoxes change a little bit. And so we have days on the calendar where we say, this is the day that this holiday takes place. But for some of them, you could move it. You could do one on the specific modern day calendar celebrated date of Halloween or Easter. You could do all of the stuff that you normally do on that day for family fun and whatever. And then on the actual holiday for you, then you can do all of your, that holiday celebration witchy shit. And it actually makes it a lot easier if you have children, because then, you know, like it was so freeing for us.
It was
like
freeing.
Loba has a child and just getting to do all of the parent stuff with him on, you know, days like this or days like Halloween or days like Christmas, and then having another whole entire day to not have to worry about celebrating your actual, like, your faith and your beliefs, it's really a lot easier.
I actually have two, but one is a grown-ass man now. Two children.
I was not including the extremely tall, muscly college age.
It also came from my womb, and I'm like wow.
Yeah. Damn. He is a large, muscly guy now. I don't, you know, anyway. But he is 18, right? Or did he turn 19?
He's 19.
He's 19 now. Anyway, so not a child, but like, anyway, he did come from Loba's womb, and she raised him into a wonderful young man, and so that's who he is at this time. Anyway, it's real weird to remember him when he was, like, younger son's size. Anyway, so she, yes, she does have two children, but one of them is still child, and one of them is not. That's fine. It just basically, you need to understand that I'm going to pedantically explain my reasoning for things if you do that. So just as long as you find that funny and not annoying.
And then we'll just continue. Like,
then go for it.
Why can't I have been freezing cold water coming out of the hose?
That, yeah, like.
It looks like a black snake upon the ground.
It does. But yeah, so we're out here planting our seeds. And so we definitely would suggest that you can do that too. So the seed hacks, the way to determine your seeds. Let's go over that real quick.
Okay. And then we have a soil hack.
Okay. So Loba is here with some seed and soil hacks.
Okay. So my soil hack is
get like a big bin and then get your favorite kinds of soil. So I like, you can buy seed starting soil. You can also, like, I have chickens, so I have some nice composted chicken poo in here. But you want to mix it up ahead of time, and you want to pre-wet the soil. This is very important because it's often very dry, and you add some water to it, and then you have to, like, really stir it and mix it. And it always seems like it takes a lot more water than I think it's going to. Mm. So I like incorporating that into, like, a ritual in my head where I am turning counterclockwise and kind of viciously stabbing at it, because usually there's big like clumps and there's poo and there's this composted poo, but you know, all these things I have to mix together, and I'm doing like my last releasing of things, of like getting things out, which is really great today because I was like, rah, rah, rah. and then you can like mix the soil up and it's a really nice release. And so then when you're filling up your container with your new soil, then you can start putting in these new springy ideas to your soil that has had all of the crappy things released.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And you also sort of tire yourself out too. It's a nice little workout.
All right. Okay. So that's your soil hack.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're putting your seeds into a thing that has drainage holes in the bottom, obviously, because it's going to be wet and you don't want your seeds to rot. So the reason why we use seed starting mix is because it is light and has good drainage for starting seeds, because and also part of the reason why you pre-wet your soil, so that you have good environments for your seeds to grow. All right. Do you want to talk about the seed identification of when the seeds are good or not? Whether the seeds are good or not?
Sure.
I didn't say that sentence right at all.
You can say it. Go for it.
I can say, okay. So we look up, there's actually a multitude of ways to figure this out. The easiest, fastest one is to soak your seeds in water for 15 minutes. And if they sink, they're good. If they float, discard them.
This is if you have seeds that are, you don't know if they're usable.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry. If you, like us, have seeds that are about the, like they have a, I was packed for this season, and you're like, okay, so what does that mean? Kind of a question. Then that's how you can, one way you can test. Another way, there are a lot of ways. Feel free to look this up, and you can find a whole bunch of like really nice people giving a very long-winded tutorial about seeds on YouTube. But another way is to put your seeds into, wrap them in a paper towel and mist the paper towel and put that in a container, like a plastic bag or a plastic tub with a little bit of air access. And see if they germinate in there. But the caveat of all of this is that if you get your seeds wet, determining whether they are good or not and whether they will germinate, then you have to
plant them.
You can't, like, you can't just be like, all right, we'll pop these things back on the shelf. They're fine.
Nope. We don't think you would do that, but who knows?
One never knows. You got to be committed to it. Always check the back if you're not sure. The back of your seed package will give you instructions on when to plant for your time zone, or your planting zone, sorry. How to sow them. They will, you know, some things you have to sow directly into the ground because they do not do well with being transplanted. Some things you have to plan to be able to thin them out later. All kinds of different instructions will be found upon the back of your seed package.
Okay, then. We're going to bark at stuff. Barking!
We wonder. The truck that we heard must have a human the dogs do not like. Distracted we are.
Understated. But we listen to our dogs because our dogs are very good at things.
Yes.
Dogs have good energy readings.
Okay, back to what I was saying. So every plant has a way that it would like to be planted, and You have a spring garden, and your spring garden I usually like to plant right in the middle of March. And it has cold tolerant plants or light frost tolerant plants like peas. So my spring garden, which I put in every year, is sugar snap, edible pod, peas, beets, Swiss chard, lettuce, and spinach. And I put those things in because I know they will grow well and because my family will eat them. So that is a big thing for me, is what will my children eat? And I've gotten them to eat those things. Yes, I feel amazing about it. And those all go directly into the garden. So that means that when we say direct sow, that means that we go out and put them directly into the soil of the garden that we have prepared instead of putting them in the greenhouse and transplanting them. They don't like to be transplanted. They want to be West Virginia rooted, direct in the soil. They're okay if they get a little bit cold. And then we have plants that are not tolerant of frost, and those need to be started inside in the greenhouse. And you can get really into this, man. You can have like seed starting guides and all kinds of stuff. I personally do not like that level of detail.
Yeah.
What I like to do is start my tomatoes and such about the same time inside of the greenhouse as I put my spring garden outside. But I also don't have like a whole huge greenhouse of stuff. Currently, I'm just growing a very simple garden. I used to homestead and have lots and lots of plants, but this is where we're at.
Okay, we're back. We don't know what happened. We hope you could hear us. Oh, yes, seeds and intentions.
Yes.
So we've spent a lot of time talking about releasing things, releasing the thing, releasing that shit, banishing negativity, all of that. Well, now it's time to plant some stuff, some good things, things that you would like to come into your life. So if you wrote down any of those, you can actually plant that little piece of paper into the soil. Very easy. As you put your seeds into the ground, you can hold that intention in your mind as you put your seed into the ground or into your little pot of soil with your chicken poo. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we did release some shit. Now we're doing plant some shit.
Yeah, plant in shit.
Yes, plant some shit in some
Shit's planting.
You have a dandelion right now. Look at it in here. Like an apple.
Oh, yeah.
Says, hello.
A dandelion lives in my greenhouse. And there's also a black snake that likes to hang out by the dandelion.
Mm.
And also, just heads up, if you have a black hose, like my hose that just attacked us, but you also maybe have a black snake, they are very similar looking. And I went for years, like 10 years. Do you remember the story? 10 years of going, and I would go to get the hose, and I'd be like, oh, that looks like a black snake. It's not Loba, it's fine. And then one day, I went to pick up the hose, and it was a black snake, legitimately. And I was just like, I'm touching, you ready? I was like, whoa! And the black snake was like, like, excuse me.
It said, hello? Sunbathing here?
Since you can't see us, I just like illustrated the story by grabbing Lizard's forearm because it was a very large black snake. It was pretty funny. Anyway,
okay. Snakes. Oh, side note about black snakes.
What?
I know.
No way.
Snakes.
Here, get closer to the phone so you can talk more.
I'm over here. I'm gonna take every opportunity to talk about snakes forever at the end. Look up, if you're one of those people that's like, sorry guys, I'm petrified by snakes, that's fine, just leave them alone. Look up the ones that are venomous in your area. There's probably not that many. Here we have two. And learn those ones, and then every other one will not hurt you, and those ones will also not hurt you if you leave them alone. So we, however, love snakes very much. And so I'm going to tell you a fun thing about a black snake, which is usually a black rat snake or an eastern rat snake. If you are looking at a snake and you are like, how the fuck did it get there? Why also is it fucking there?
Why is it on my wall?
What is it doing? How is it climbing a wall? It's climbing a brick wall right now. What is it doing? That is a rat snake. Like, almost guaranteed, because they are the ones that get into those weird, how did you get there, why are you there, okay, places. So it is definitely, and they, the juveniles have patterns that are, that vaguely recall a copperhead. They are not at all in any way alike if you actually look at the patterns, but a lot of people will kill them because they think they're copperheads. So just go with your general level of snake adoration or hatred. Leave them alone if you don't like them. And then we can totally talk forever and a day about snakes. As a matter of fact, I really would like to do a hike where we just go out and look for snakes, and then we can talk about any snakes that we find. That is definitely going to be a thing that I, not drag. I think Lobo will come with me regardless, like just for a nice walk. But I love herping, and so that's going out to look for reptiles and amphibians. And we totally, it's almost time. We're getting there.
Of course I'll go.
So, yes. So we're going to go, and we're going to go herping. But for right now, black snakes in weird places, possibly your greenhouse resembling the hose.
Mm-hmm. I grabbed it.
Yeah. And it was fine, but both of you were quite shocked, I'm sure.
There was some yelling. Although less yelling than what happened with the hose.
Yeah.
Actually. But there's yelling and running, actually, because I was like, ah! It really was not what I thought was going to happen. Anyway. Okay.
Probably grabbing a snake is never, like, for either you or the snake.
I touched it.
There is no level of that interaction.
It moved.
Unless you meant for that thing to be a snake and to move, when you grabbed it, you are guaranteed to be shocked. Like, that's just all, that's the way that goes.
I also stepped barefoot on a garter snake.
How much that felt weird?
It felt really weird. And poor garter snake. Afterwards, I was like, oh, poor garter snake. But at the beginning, I was like, poor foot. Poor foot. Like, poor me. Okay, what am I planting right now?
Tomatoes.
Well, yes. I'm planting tomatoes. But I'm also planting... I am planting more dancing and more harmony and more music. Dancing, harmony, and music.
Lovely. And in a very official way, Loba is poking her finger into the soil a little bit, like possibly halfway up
the first... 1/4 inch.
1/4 inch, as, you know, approximately a little bit up the first digit of your finger. And then putting... How many seeds are you putting in there? 1 or 2 per little space?
I put between 1 or 2. And that's just because that's how I do it. And I like the tomatoes when they grow up together.
Mm. So if you have 2 seeds in the same spot and both of them germinate and grow, then they will be like, their roots will connect to each other. So you just need to be aware of that. But if you only put 1 seed in a hole, you'll have a bunch of little holes with seeds in them because you're using 1 seed. And also the ones that don't germinate, then you will have had that space that will have nothing in it. You'll have to do something else. So.
Yeah, I think... That's a good question, because I think the reason that I put more than 1 in each seed is because of the time that I was homesteading and I had limited amount of space and it was really important that I had food. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that something grew. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to wait 2 weeks and then nothing came up and then have to plant again.
Yes.
So I think I overseed, yeah. Honestly.
Well, and you can honestly, I've seen a lot of, you know, various different, like somebody... said that they just like throw a bunch of seeds in there and then thin them out later. And I mean, so just whatever method works for you. If you are limited on space, you might want to put 1 or 2 or 2 or 3 seeds in each little individual hole space, poke in the soil so that you actually get some stuff growing.
It's very easy to plant them too deeply, so don't do that.
Yeah, just a little bit, and cover them very lightly, lightly, lightly with soil, and then don't pack it down. Like, you want them to be covered, but you do not want them to be smushed.
Yeah, it's like if you were tucking in a child, you're like, oh, I'm tucking you in. You're not like, get under this really heavy blanket. 5 of them. Smush. You're not doing that. Don't do that. You wouldn't do that. I also like to tell my seeds, like, I'm very grateful and express gratitude for how amazing they are and for their lives. It's like, what's in my heart when I think about planting? Hmm. Nope, I blooped too much of a blanket. Take the blanket off! But it is definitely a first. Like, if you're just planting for the first time, then also just go for it. Like, it'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, people have been planting for a very, 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 very long time without official guides, YouTube videos, and all kinds of measurement shit. It. So you can totally do it.
Friends, we are coming over here.
I'm singing about it.
La, 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 la. Look, it's already working. More music.
Whoa. What is happening?
What's happening?
Truck.
Did that not sound like a motorcycle for a minute?
It did.
This person probably needs some exhaust work.
Well, our neighbor is a mechanic, so well, that seems excellent.
Please go get that looked at. Might not pass inspection, etc. All right, I'm opening up the flowers.
I also want to share that today in the morning I was feeling like a little, not stressed, but I was like, oh, I need to find a good ritual or a new chant or a good prayer or something for today. And then actually what we're doing is really beautiful. We are spending time together. We are planting seeds in my greenhouse, and this is the perfect thing to do today. So just a little shout out to, you know, be your own instinctual witch self and do what feels right. And the intention of it is the most important part.
Yes, that's the way everything, like you just described witchcraft. The intention is the most important part. Do your thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have lost the pokey things.
What pokey things are you looking for?
That I write on, called labels.
Oh.
The labels. Pokiness.
I don't know.
Pokiness. Okay, I'll find it. You do your...
Okay, I'm planting seeing things. What I use for labels in my garden, by the way, is usually recycled blinds, like window blinds.
Oh.
Those are very small seeds. Okay. These are like, they look like, they're smaller than poppy seeds. They're like very, very small little seeds of the Linaria. So we'll see how this goes. Did you plant all the tomato seeds?
I did.
Okay, we're doing all the Linaria seeds too. Woohoo! There's a shitload of them. But anyways, recycled window blinds. So like for me, for example, I have cats, and a few times in my life, the cats, I now just don't have window blinds because I know better, but they had like fucked up my window blinds. And then if you just take those and cut the ends off of them, then they make little plastic labels.
Oh, that's great.
I'm gonna go plant some seeds.
Okay. Lizard.
Yes.
What are you planting?
Well, we were talking earlier about, really taking ownership and, you know, we've been talking about stepping into your power and really embracing the things that you can do. So I am going to put intentions for, I'm going to have more intentional focus on what I can do and being a powerful badass witch.
Because you are.
Yeah.
Lizard is a fat ass. When you label your little planties, you should put the name of the plant and the date because you will not remember.
That is like the story of my whole life. If I do not just immediately write something down, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'll remember that. No, I won't. No, I fucking won't.
If you think you will, you will not.
You're wrong.
Or somebody will move it, and you'll be like, wait, but my tomato seeds were over here in the back right corner.
Uh-huh. I tried to do that once, and then, somebody very helpfully switched my trays, because the ones that were low, I have one of the little tower greenhouse thingies, because I don't, I haven't got to that stage of my life where I have an actual greenhouse, but the little tower things work just fine. Except for if you have not labeled yours, you just know where they are, and somebody moves the trays because they weren't getting enough light. and then you don't know what you planted, and I just had to wait for it all to sprout and see.
And then you're like, I know what it is, I do not.
Like, it's like there's a couple plant apps that are like, this is in the dicot family of plants, and you're like, ooh. Thanks.
That's just a whole lot of plants
That could be.
That's a lot of plant.
Yeah.
So glad you said that.
Thanks.
Really glad it's not a monocot. Great, thanks.
Yeah.
plant humor.
So the first little two, or the first little leaves that come out of a plant when the plant emerges from the soil are the cotyledons.
Oh, I love that you're going to explain this.
And, well, we just talked about it, so I figure people would be like, what the fuck is that? Okay.
Actually.
And we've been laughing about the fact that, like, all of the plants that we know exactly what they look like when they're older, like, the cotyledons, that's a whole different identification process. They look very different sometimes when they first come out. But if they come out and there's two leaves, guess what? That's a dicot.
Dicot.
If they come out and there's one, it's a monocot.
Monocot.
Ta-da, botany.
And so the point then being of our plant humor, if someone tells us it's a dicot, that's really not that helpful. Yeah. It just means that there's two cotyledons.
Yeah.
So
it's not grass.
Nor is it corn.
It's not corn. It ain't grass and it ain't corn. Otherwise, good luck. It could be thousands of other things. It just isn't one of those two things. Anyway, baby.
Okay. Well.
All right. I think we're good. Are we good?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, friends. Well, we hope you enjoy hanging out with us.
Yes.
We hope that you plant some things, that you have some intentions that you plant with your seeds, and that you can start to grow those intentions in your life as you watch your seeds.
Yes.
And I guess in our podcast, we will start to talk about things we are growing instead of just things we are
getting rid of. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
And.
Because it's the wheel of the year.
Mist your seeds. And so when you're misting your seeds to make sure that they're damp but not soaked and flooded, you can also think about, like, ooh, I'm watering my intentions.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that. Or you can do really cool things, like you can put a crystal there, or, like, you know, even those little rocks sometimes that you see that they're, like, at the store and it's like Survivor. Actually, we have a joke about this because I have a rock that says Survivor, and I got it from, you know, like a rough time in my life, but it's in this plant that keeps falling down. It has fallen down, like hanging plant. Just fallen and crashed everywhere. And I'm like, oh no, the plant is dead. And then I take care of it and it's a survivor. So right now, one of our teachers at school has it. And she's cracking up because it got frosted. It was very sad. I was very sad about it. And it has come back. So it's a survivor plant. The point of the story being that you can absolutely have one of those little rocks. You have to be careful what you're wishing for, because if you want your plant to be a survivor, it will keep surviving difficult circumstances.
Yeah. So. Feel free to make it funny too. Like, you can, I mean, obviously write what the thing is in a way that is understandable, but feel free to, like, you can write it in, like, calligraphy script, or you can write it in whatever cool flowy cursive, or you can be like, bitch, drink water. Like, whatever. It's fine. And actually, I love things that are funny, because then it makes me, you know, like, I'm happier to do them, because I'm like, haha, there's my bitch, drink water note. I'm going to drink some water.
Drink some water, huh?
Anyway.
Do you have a good ending for us today?
I super don't. We keep saying we're going to...
I know, but you came up with some really good ones.
All right.
Okay.
No, we're not... This is not a failure. We just come up with something on the fly.
Drink water, bitch.
Also, how about, like, peace out?
Wait. Drink water, witch.
Yes. There we go. Drink water, witch. There you go. Happy Ostara.
Okay, bye.